USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, a $2.25 trillion proposal that includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, the president is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate, from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The CDC said Tuesday that COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2020, claiming about 375,000 lives, behind only heart disease and cancer. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the death rates were higher in minority communities. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University, and he tells CBS News that more needs to be done to address certain health issues in minority communities to help deal with this pandemic and prepare for the next.
This virus really kind of laid bare some of the problems that we have with certain chronic diseases that affect minority populations, such as obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And I think that this really should be a time to think about how do we make our country more resilient to the next infectious disease emergency or to influenza. And I think that has to do with trying to solve some of these chronic health problems in minority communities. Because if we leave this population vulnerable, the next pandemic can come around and cause the same type of problem. I think now is the time that people are really reflecting on how do we do this better the next time.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Donald Trump is commenting on speculation that he may run again in 2024. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump releasing a statement on Wednesday responding to the White House infrastructure bill, which he said would introduce new taxes and said it's among the largest self-inflicted economic wounds in history. The former president also sitting down with his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, and was asked if there's hope that the former president will run again in 2024.
You do have hope. That I can tell you. You do have hope. We love our country, this country. We all owe a lot to our country, but now we have to help our country. And we were there. We were so good. What we did with Iran, what we did with China, we were all set to do some great things. And then you see what's going on right now. China treated our representatives last week with such, in Alaska, with such tremendous disrespect. They never talked to me that way.
And one day before opening day, the Washington Nationals will be down 5 players after one tested positive for COVID. 4 players and 1 staff member are in quarantine as close contacts of the player that tested positive. But team officials are not releasing the name of the player who tested positive on Monday, the final day of spring training. The Nats will host the New York Mets Thursday night, but opening day will be a little bit louder than it was last season as 5,000 fans will be welcomed back into Nationals Park. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.